Hello, 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 and welcome to the show. Today, it's been a while since I've been in the studio, so I do have a lot on my mind to say, though there's so many things that I'm low-key paralyzed. I don't know if you know the feeling when you're sitting there, and there's a bunch of, like, ideas of things that you could write about or talk about, and they're all just, like, at once because it's been so long since I've been here. Last episode, can't even remember what we discussed. It's been a couple weeks. Had a nice Christmas. Happy New Year. It is the new year when I am recording this. I could keep talking about my love life. That never runs out of content. The love life continues to be a mess. So, could go there. Though, honestly, today I kind of want to switch it up and talk more about routine and recovering from psychosis. Because that's one of the main points of this podcast, is to spread awareness and relate to some people who might be going through that. This one is not just for people with psychosis. I think today we're going to talk about routine and how it's so hard to get back into routine, especially after going through something traumatic. For example, before my episode, I used to wake up every day at 6 a.m. and just be excited about life. I had my pet who would wake me up, like a little alarm clock, and now I don't have her anymore. So, like, what is there to live for, kind of thing, you know? You can keep waking up for the everyday, going to school or work or hanging out with friends. And sometimes it just doesn't feel you the same as like feeling that sort of sense of love, which I feel like is a hole that I've been trying to fill a bit. Thus, the chaotic love life. And people say they're like, oh, you need to love yourself before you love someone else. And I feel like I'm pretty happy with myself. I'm a bit of a comedian, if I do say so. I know that I show a lot of love to the people around me. And so, well, as someone who's like a giver, it's difficult to be in a position where you're constantly kind of giving and then not really feeling like you have people there for you. I'm very grateful to have amazing roommates who are always there for me and who we have discussions with. And it's really nice living with people. I think that's been a really positive shift for me, though I still can't get out of bed at 6 a.m. I don't know if it's the winter blues or what it is. You know, I'm out here in Canada, so the sun is setting at 5, going up at 2 p.m., it's a little difficult to get up when it's dark and cold and gloomy outside, not to mention walking to the gym. I do miss having a car. That's a nice necessity. If you have a car, do not take that for granted, especially if you have someone helping you out pay for a car, because I know that it's a very expensive thing, which when I first had a car, I did buy the car myself, though I did have a little help paying for that insurance, which was more helpful than I thought, because now to do it all again, that's just going to be me. That's going to be me, my friend. I'm also nearing the end of my graduation, which this podcast shall still continue, maybe not at the same quality, because I believe I will be editing it myself at that point and also recording on a little bit less high quality equipment in my room, I think. Though that's also a little bit scary, which drags on. I don't know if I want to call it depression. Maybe we got the winter blues going on a bit. That's why we can't keep a schedule or routine. I think I just feel more like a normal person when I'm not hopped up on weed all the time, because that's another thing that's changed since before. I've been smoking weed since I was like 16, like every day, all the time. Kept me motivated, kept me happy, but that constant dopamine intake, it takes a toll and eventually can lead to something like psychosis, especially if you're already like prone to getting those things. It does run in my family as well. And you know what? My grandpa died. That was rough. That was no fun. So that happened recently. Fun little update for you. This is actually my first time losing someone as well. See, I told you I have a lot to cover in this podcast. It's quite a random episode, but there's a lot to say. So my grandpa actually passed away. He was already like suffering from some health things. You know, he lived, he's like 80 something. So he was alive for a really long time, but this is also, maybe we should talk about losing people. Routine, XCX, loss, and first-time loss. You know, this is like my first time losing anyone who I'm not even that. It's actually not my first time. I lost one of my friends actually last year, and I wasn't able to attend the funeral because I was across the country, and so I had to do that online. We weren't really that close at the time, though it was like really shocking because she was super young. She was also like, she's like 21 and she had a seizure. And so she passed away, and that was like a lot, though I feel like I never really processed that or like did anything with that because I wasn't really there around people who knew her. And a lot of people don't even know that that happened. besides like one of my closest friends who also knew her and like actually went to the funeral as well. So yeah, but she was just like a little ray of sunshine. And my grandfather was like a really great guy too. He, I didn't really know a lot about him, honestly. Like, he was adopted. That's what I know. And like, he was always there. But I think another thing that makes it so difficult is that like my grandma was so close with him. Like, they've been together for like their entire lives. And it's a love that I hope to have one day. And so it was my first time going to a funeral though, like in person. And this one was at a church. So they got you standing up and down a lot, which is kind of wild. I was like, oh, we're going up, we're going down. And a lot of people weren't really crying, which was weird to me. I was like, whoa, like it kind of makes you, I feel like if anyone's ever been to a funeral, it can make you self-reflect, or maybe I'm just a selfish asshole, about having people show up to your own funeral and like, you know, is anyone going to show up? Are people going to cry? Like, I expected more people to be there for him, though he was also like really old. So I'm sure he's like lost a lot of his friends at that point. And that's kind of a sad thing about like, you know, getting old. Not to get depressing. I mean, I would like to say that there's some light at the end of the tunnel, and I like to look at cup half full and like try to find. So yeah, that's a unique situation to be in. I don't know if it's unique. I think a lot of people lose a lot of people all the time. Some people lose their parents, which I cannot comprehend. I have a friend who lost her dad at a younger age, and I just like, I cannot do that. But then I started spiraling as soon as I lost my grandfather. I was like, oh my God, it's happening. Like, they're going to start, everyone's going to start dropping like flies around me, and I'm still like in my 20s. So that's a scary thought. So that was the thing to process. I mean, it probably does affect my routine as well, though. I felt like I was able to feel some emotions. So the weird thing was no one cried really at the funeral. Like, it was also my first time seeing my grandma cry. She was like a nurse during the war times, as much as there was war in Canada. I'm a little uneducated, so forgive me, please. But yeah, she was a nurse during a really important time. So she's just like a baddie. Like, she, nothing brings that woman down. And she kept me up during like some hard times, even though she literally spends her whole life taking care of everyone. And so to see her cry, I was like, that hit me. That hit hard. But like, I feel like in those moments, like when you see someone really strong in your life having a weak moment, that's the time when it's finally an opportunity where they'll be accepting of someone like taking care of them for once. And so for me, like the last time I saw my grandma, she made me like homemade biscuits with clotted cream and like freaking strawberries, or like whipped cream and strawberries. And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like a kid again. Like, this is so nice and so thoughtful. And like, she really didn't have to, especially in her old age, like how tired she must have been just from doing that. But like, she still did that with tea. And it's just like, she's always been that kind of like, I don't know, she's like a stereotypical storybook grandma. Like, freaking love that woman. And so for the funeral, I made her homemade scones, which I'd never made before. And I tried to make clotted cream, which I'd also never made before. And I had some people being like, no, like, you don't have to, like, don't do it, like, blah, blah. And I was like, I really don't care. Like, this is something important to me. So then I went and I made them for her. And she was like, oh, this will be my breakfast tomorrow. And I was like, that's really nice. Just like a small thing that I could do for someone else kind of helps get through that hard time. Like, even though it was difficult for me losing my grandfather, it's even more difficult for her to lose her husband that she slept beside like every single night and took care of, literally death till death do them part, for real. So we were talking about routine, and then that took a weird turn because I just remembered that. But yeah, that's a thing to process. Like, in a time of need, when like, even when someone's going through it, like, the best thing to do, food. Go through the stomach, my guys. Go through the stomachs. It's really hard to eat after losing someone and stuff like that. Honestly, eating in general has been like a real issue for me, and not just routine, but like cooking. Gosh, I'm drained. I used to do like meal prep Sundays, and now it's like meal prep Mondays, barely even. Like, I have not eaten today. It is 12 p.m. and that is not a flex. I am hungry, and all I want to do is sleep. Like I said, I'm pretty sure I'm in freaking hibernation mode because of the winter weather. We're walking in a winter wonderland. I haven't even gone skating yet. You know, like, I have my skates here. Like, I'm ready to skate. The school is piling the freak up. I want to go on a cute little skating date, but also I don't feel like exercising or doing anything. I kind of just want to hibernate. But then I go to the gym and I feel like I'm going to get motivated, like, seeing other people at the gym, which sometimes I do. But then also, as a woman, sometimes it just makes me feel really, really, really bad about myself. I know that we shouldn't compare, and that's a big thing, though. I'm standing there, I'm like, how does your body do that. I feel like mine used to when I was like in high school and like last year when I was working out and like eating really well, when I was living on my own, had my cat, like I would call it like I was probably at the happiest time in my life, I think, that could also be like a false reality. But it was so much, it just came with so much ease. Like the gym was in my building. Like I wake up, like you get in a routine. Once you're in a routine, it's really good. It's just hard to get back into that routine, especially when things come up where you're like, oh, I want to go out with my friends, or oh, I want to do that. And then on social media, online, people be like, lock in, lock in, lock in, lock in, say no, you know? But you can't always say no. Like part of life is taking that side quest and doing the fun things. And I feel like that's something that I don't hear as much a lot. A lot of people are like, oh, I got to grind, I got to work hard, I got to go to the gym at 6 a.m., I got to meal prep, I got to do that. And then they just end up like freaking exhausted and not happy. I'm like, what if this was your last day on earth? Like, would you really want to have spent it just like work, 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 which I feel like is kind of very, I feel like that's a very North American mindset. Sorry, I just got an email. Oh, never mind. I got invited to do something. I actually got invited to talk about this on a stage back on the other side of the country where I'm from, but I told them I'm actually not there right now. And then they're like, oh, it got filled. And I was like, oh, that's nice. So woohoo. What are some of the things going on? Routine, that's right. I feel like, you know, I'm thinking about it late at night. I'm sitting there and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so much to talk about on the podcast. Or like, I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, so much to talk about on the podcast. Or I'm like, after the podcast, I'm like, I have so much more to talk about on the podcast that I'm sitting here and I'm freaking pulling a blank. I feel like the next page in a notebook. I'm like, where are we going? What are we writing down? What are we really doing here? I don't know, man. It's a little bit of rant or ramble. Like, as I'm saying this, I'm like, how am I even going to title this freaking episode? Because I've not been organized at all and talking about anything. Now I feel like rant mode's kind of fun. That's one of the best things come out, because I did do one episode where I was like kind of reading, and like I listened back to that. I was like, yo, this is low-key real boring. Like, I'm not a fan of this. Also, apparently when I talk into a mic or like I'm snapping people or send a video somewhere, I lower my voice, which I didn't know. And then I already lower my voice more in this podcast, so no one can really tell it's me. And so I just end up sounding very, very low voice. I don't want to say sounding like a man, because honestly, sometimes my voice is deeper than a man's. Yeah. You know what? You know what I really want to talk about? I really want to talk about my love life again. But I also don't want that to be the whole thing. Because like, as a woman, why are so many... there's a word for it. There's a word for like when two... Oh, it's going to bother me because I'm going to listen to this back. I'm going to look it up and I'm going to remember what it is. Though, if you know what I'm talking about, leave a comment. I don't know if you can leave comments on the platforms that you're on, but if you know what I'm talking about, when two... It's like a rule. I learned this in film. Sometimes, guys, there's low-key a secret. Or girls and people, just everyone. Broskies. People. Sometimes I break during the episode to give a note to my editor, and that's why you might hear like a random cut. And as soon as I come back from doing that, I lose my train of thought completely. This whole episode is just me being like, yo, what was I saying? What was I talking about? Oh, I remember. It was when two women only talk about a man. And like in film, there's like when you break that effect and two women are talking about something else besides a man, that's like a good thing. It's like a pro. So yeah. Okay, I want to keep this episode short. We're coming up on 15 minutes. I feel like I've talked about a lot, but really nothing at all. Maybe we'll make this a little bit of a longer episode. Ignore me thinking out loud. You're like listening to a podcast episode. You're like, give me some substance. Give me some content. Give me something to think about. Give me something to relate to. And you know what I'm giving you? Breadcrumbs. I'm giving you what my last relationship gave me. Because it was barely even a relationship. Situationship? Couldn't even call it that. The last couple guys that I've talked to casually, that's what I'm giving you right now. And I'm so sorry. Like, I don't even know. I mean, I hope the delivery is entertaining, because honestly, like, I might have ADHD. Oh, this is kind of funny. I was talking to someone and they told me that the way that I text is autistic, because I text with like random capital letters. It just like, and they're like, that's a tism. And I was like, oh, cool. I've tried to get tested. We'll see. So the podcast kind of works like that, where I got random, like uppercase, lowercase, we're up, down, we're spun around. Though hopefully listening to my voice can distract you from whatever you're thinking about, because I feel like that's the main thing about content and listening to a podcast or listening to music is you're just trying to get out of your own head and distract for a while, which hopefully being in my head for about 20 minutes can completely distract from yours, because there's so much going on in mine. If you're like paying attention and not getting bored, because I don't know, maybe I could be boring. I don't feel like it though. If you're listening enough, I feel like I'm stimulating something in someone else's brain. If there's like ADHD or autism people listening, it's like talking to your bestie when you're having 8 different conversations at once. Like I talked about routine. I talked about my grandfather's death. I talked a little bit about relationship kind of stuff. What else did I talk about? Mental health, period. Seasonal depression. Let's round back to that. Seasonal depression, low-key hitting. Do you think this would be better if I had someone else here? Because like it could be, and I can see it, and I would totally do it with someone else. Though also, I'm looking across at me at like an empty chair, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, people love listening to people talk for that other perspective. I could work on that. I could do that one day. Half of this podcast is just me talking about what I want to do and how this podcast is going. Very self-reflexive. We're self-reflecting right now. The new year, self-reflective rewind podcast. There has been some tea though. Like, I really want to spill the tea. I don't know if you guys come for the tea, though I do have tea. Like, I have story times besides just my grandfather's funeral. That was like, I don't even know what story to tell with that. Like, it was up, down. There was some singing. They sang Amazing Grace, which I didn't know was like that much of a religious song. I honestly thought it was kind of like an American anthem, because clearly uneducated, like not great with that. No, not good at all. Good news. One of my films actually got into the United Nations. So, woo, got on that. You're listening to someone whose film is in the United Nations. I'm trying to do something to better the universe. What are you doing? So that's good. Trying to focus on the positives. But I still can't get out of bed, man. I don't even want to go to the gym today. I barely want to come down here. I'm having the craziest dreams, which, because I smoked weed, I never dreamed before, so I'm still getting used to having dreams, and I think that's why I just want to sleep all the time, because I have dreams where it keeps being like me getting a dog. I'm like, oh, how I want a dog or a cat so bad, but it's like it keeps getting me getting a dog. That's like been the theme with the dreams, which is better than seeing like some other really dark things, but also like low-key I don't want to dream anymore. I do want to have dreams, but I don't want sleepy dreams, because then I just want to keep sleeping. And I'm like, oh, you know what? That dream was low-key better than reality. Even if it's really messed up, I'm like, this was low-key interesting type shit. Let's go. So yeah, and I'm working on another film on the grind, doing the podcast, lots of things. I feel like I'm moving too much. That could also be why I'm so tired. I got a lot of things on my plate right now. I'm looking forward to graduating low-key and just like focusing on just like having a job, even though I was so excited to be in school and have this moment where I'm like actually doing a bunch of stuff, and hopefully I can continue to doing a bunch of stuff, because I think I'm going to get bored as soon as I'm like just working. But then hopefully when I'm working, I get a car, and then I can like start doing other workshops and like do stuff in the community and do all that. Yo, though I am a bar star, I do go out a lot. So yeah. Okay, well, thanks for listening to this New Year's rant. I feel like this is like a rant, wrap up last year. I didn't even wrap up last year because I didn't even record before last year was over. A little unorganized. Okay, we're learning together. Like, no judgment. This is a judgment-free, safe space. Though I feel like, I hope there was something in there for somebody out there who could relate. And if you did, let me know. Leave a comment down below or a review. You can leave a review, even if you got 1 star. Just let me know what's up, homie. Broski. I don't know why I'm turning into a frat boy right now. I'm real hungry. I'm so hungry. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get myself some Tim Hortons. That will slap. I probably should record another episode after that. I love like patting it on the lips so that in case I don't want to come in one day, I can like do that. If I was to record at home though, y'all would get quality content, because I would think about it like immediately. Though I'm sitting here and I'm watching the time, I'm like, we're going to make it to 20 minutes. So I left a note for the editor, so that means that like even if I go over 20 minutes, they're still gonna have to cut stuff, which is gonna make it shorter than 20 minutes. So like, why am I really concerned about like the time frame? I feel like it's just like chatting, talking, figuring it out, trusting the editor. That's what I'm gonna miss when I have to do this alone, editing my own stuff. That'll be time consuming. I used to really enjoy editing, actually. That was basically all I did for my video that got into the UN, as I took like a bunch of already recorded things, like, what's it called, free range, like it's eggs, See, I just did it again. I just made a note to the editor and I was like, you guys don't even know. It's like movie magic, except it's podcast magic. You don't even know what's happening. I see people outside. Sometimes I'm scared that people are going to listen to this, but then I'm not. What was I saying? I keep losing my train of thought. Oh, like eggs. I was talking about free range eggs. Why was I talking about free range eggs? The memory loss. Someone, it's like Finding Dory. They're talking about in the studio, like recording and like showing face. And I feel like that would be really cool. Like, I'd love to like record myself into it. But also, I don't want anyone to know the tea. I feel like I could not speak freely if people knew it was me. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Oh my gosh. Oh, you know the other thing? I'm usually very quiet when I listen to this back. So let's hope that this one's a little louder, because I'm like listening. I listen to them back before they go up when I'm at the gym on the freaking Stairmaster or the treadmill. I never finish my last thought, and that's going to annoy the poop out of everyone, including myself. Like, when I listen to this back, I'm gonna be like, no, let me go back and record exactly what I thought. But I can't remember. You know why my brain's not working? Probably because I didn't freaking eat, because I'm a silly little goose. So yeah. Okay. This podcast is free range. I'm gonna talk about whatever I want. Could be organized, cannot be. I gotta talk about my love life, guys. Like, people, why do I keep saying guys? Oh, it's a man's world. Actually, it's a woman's world, and you're happy to be living in it. I wish I had one of those. We were trying to do a voice filter where I could like sound like these people that you see. Like, there's like a comedian that does it with the voice filter. So you're trying that, but really, that sounded really messed up. So really, all we could do is this lower octave. So hopefully you enjoy it and it's not annoying listening to my voice. I'm done with this episode. This was free range. It was free range chicken eggs. It's a brain fart type moment. Ooh, that's a good episode title. Don't know if I'll use it. Gonna have to figure it out by the time I finish recording this. What time is it? Oh, it's 12:30. I could do a mini episode after this, just to tell the tea. But also, I'm so hungry. So what if I just ended early? But I love recording the podcast. But also, you're hungry. And also, you have other things to do today. But I also have a story to tell. And I've low-key been waiting all week to be back here to tell it. Okay, that's enough for today. Thank you so much. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Hope you're feeling high after listening to this episode. And that you enjoy. Have a fabulous whatever time of day it is for you. And I will see you soon.